This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A proposed constitutional amendment would cap state property tax increases at 3% a year. The state approved language for the ballot initiative yesterday, which means backers of the amendment can now begin gathering signatures to place the question on November's election ballot. Star quarterback Russell Wilson's arrival in Denver marks the start of a new era for the Broncos football team. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
In just 10 years, Wilson has achieved 9 Pro Bowl selections, 2 Super Bowl appearances, an NFL championship, and the Walter Payton Man of the Year award.
He's not the fastest, he's not the biggest, he doesn't have the best arm, he just creates magic.
Meanwhile, the Broncos have missed the playoffs for the past 6 years. But analysts say Wilson might be the final piece of the puzzle for one of the NFL's most beloved franchises.
Excited about wearing the blue and orange. I'm proud to be a Bronco. It's an honor. It's a gift. I'm super excited about it, and I'm super excited about winning. I came here for one reason, and that's to win. And that's what I believe in.
Now we'll find out, can Wilson bring the fun back to Mile High?
Russell Wilson, as they've done, I mean, that is just incredible football.
I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Also in sports, the Colorado State University men's basketball team is playing the first game in this year's March Madness tournament this hour. The Rams face Michigan. Tip-off is coming up at 10:15 this morning. Current check of the weather. In the Denver area, a winter storm warning is still in effect until noon. Snow expected to taper off by 1 o'clock with a high near 40 today. In Colorado Springs, a bit more snow will fall this morning. Grand Junction hits the 50s and mostly sunny today. Tomorrow on the Front Range, back in the 50s with sunshine. This is CPR News and KRCC.